Variety Mix 91.5 WMFO in Medford. The station that soothes you with romantic classical music, gets you moving with mambo, and then rips your head off with hard-hitting rock and roll.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
I've never been in a motorhome before.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
If I'm not mistaken, they are preparing to mate. Do you think they might let me watch? Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to like I do.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
My readings indicate we are not in time and space as we understand it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
I just found that whenever I was using my vibe, music played a role there, and it just seems like the classic killer combination.
We'll be right back.
The only way to get the ratings up is if the show is a little steamier.
Steamier? How the hell am I going to make it any steamier?
Such a bad boy. I leave you with a fairly new mistress who obviously did a very good job on you, and you could not behave.
Oh, yeah. So slippery and wet.
Don't you dare touch me! Stand back!
Mambo, mambo, que te me da rica, 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 chupurleto. Ay, mambo, mambo, que te me da rica, 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 chupurleto. A ti solita yo te amaré, a ti solita yo te querré. A ti solita yo te amaré, a ti solita yo te querré.
Does not compete with class.
Would you like some chicken? I've got more.
Hope you give him what he deserves.
Don't worry, I certainly will. It'll be my pleasure.
Thank you.
to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And each episode always matches a theme in one way or another. And in this episode, I'm presenting to you another in my Tears of the Gods classical rock subseries, mixing up classical music with classic rock and roll, plus more. Yes, this is definitely a canonically constructed Tears of the Gods for you, a triple M feature theme called the Mendelssohn, Mambos, and Motorhead. We're going to be hearing a couple of pieces from the classical German romantic composer Felix Mendelssohn Bartholdy, who lived from 1809 to 1847, tragically dying at the very young age of 38. We're going to be mixing up his music with mambo, a form of Latin music that was invented in Cuba in the 1930s, which then spread and mutated in the 1940s and the 1950s. And then to push it all over the top, way past 11, we're going to be hearing a bunch of songs from the English hard rock band Motorhead, which existed for 40 years, from 1975 to 2015, and whose sole constant member was frontman, bassist, singer, and songwriter, Ian Fraser Lemmy Kilmister. Lemmy was well known for his hard drinking, amphetamine popping lifestyle, and it's amazing that he lasted 70 years, passing away finally in 2015. And in case you didn't already know it, Motorhead is slang for somebody who uses a lot of amphetamines, speed pills. As we explore mambo, we're going to be focusing on the amazing Peruvian singer Mia Sumac, who had an incredible 5-octave vocal range. So, to summarize, in the next 2 hours, you're going to be hearing some of the most beautiful music ever composed. Plus, besides all the Motorhead, plenty of romantical classical music from Felix Mendelssohn and lots of mambo, too. We began the show with one of Mendelssohn's most recognizable compositions. That was The Clown's Dance from A Midsummer Night's Dream, Opus 61, number 11, the incidental music. And we're going to be hearing a couple of pieces from A Midsummer Night's Dream, as well as some other stuff from Mendelssohn. And then Mambo with Mia Sumac. That was Taki Rari, which I found on Ultra Lounge, Volume 2, Mambo Fever. And then Motorhead with Motorhead. Motorhead actually has two distinct versions of that song, which was the last one Lemmy wrote when he was in the band Hawkwind, before they fired him when he was arrested for drugs while they were touring in Canada. That was the all Motorhead version, as opposed to another recording, just partially credited to Hawkwind, which we'll be hearing later in the show. Backing me up right now is Terry Snyder with Oi Negra, coming from what's going to be our featured ambience album of this episode, Ultra Lounge Volume 2, Mambo Fever. So the format of the rest of this show is that they're going to be 3 long sets, about a half hour each. And we're going to begin the next set with the longest single piece of the evening. Now I know there are some listeners who are probably thinking right now, what, a 12-minute long classical music piece? I don't know if I can handle it. But stick with me. Overall, this is going to be a great show. Have you ever reluctantly eaten something that you've heard is really good for you? And much to your surprise, you find it tastes amazing? Like dried fruits. Some of them can taste so good, you can't believe they're healthy. Well, sonically, that's a good description of this Tears of the Gods episode. We're beginning now with the overture to Mendelssohn's A Midsummer Night's Dream, Opus 21. Let's get in the right mood. Let's imagine it's in fact a night in the middle of the summer. And now that the sun is set, it's getting darker. And you're beginning to experience a crazy, wonderful dream. Just relax and let your mind wander. Let your thoughts flow. Who knows what will come next? Well, actually some Mambo and then some Motorhead. Here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, freeform, community, non-commercial, and even sometimes educational radio.
big Latin lover, you.
Some people really like it. And some just don't.
I do. There are so many things we don't.
Oh! this is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Thank you. Thank you. planet where apes evolved from men?
Supporters of the plan insist that there should be no problem if one has nothing to hide.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Free Form, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme is called Mendelssohn, Mambo's, and Motorhead. In this episode, we are mixing up music from the classical German romantic composer Felix Mendelssohn Bartholdy with Mambo. a kind of Latin dance music first invented in Cuba in the 1930s, which then mutated and spread throughout the world in the 1940s and 1950s. And then, to push everything over the top, past 11, we're also featuring the English hard rock band Motorhead. We began that set with our longest piece of the evening, the overture to Mendelssohn's A Midsummer Night's Dream, clocking in at 12 minutes and 20 seconds. And then we heard Mambo No. 5 by Fruco and Sus Tessos, which I found on the album Putumayo Presents Rumba Mambo Cha-Cha-Cha. I originally found that in WMFO's wonderful World Music Library. And then Lemmy and the boys played Bomber for us. Next up was a Mendelssohn piece performed by Pinchas Zuckerman and the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra. That was Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto in E Minor, Part 3, Allegretto Non Troppo, Allegro Molto Vivace. Then it was Motorhead again with Tear You Down. And then once again, Mia Sumac with her incredible 5-octave vocal range singing the Gopher Mambo, which I found on Ultra Lounge Volume 9, Cha-Cha de Amor. And continuing thanks to Coffee and Smoke's Alex Piondez, host of the Desperate Hours here on WMFO, I am eternally grateful to him for turning me on to that whole incredible Ultra Lounge series. It changed my life. And then we finished off that set with Motorhead again. Too late, too late. Backing me up right now is Jack Costanzo with the Peter Gunn Mambo from, of course, our featured ambience album, Ultra Lounge Volume 2, Mambo Fever. One of the things I'd say about mambo music is it's like real funk music with a wide range of frequencies and timbres. They use instruments that make a lot of different kinds of sounds. And I think, like funk music, it makes it a lot more fun than, say, just the same old electric guitar turned up to 11, which certainly has its place. But I'm a big fan of having a variety mix of music. Yes, you're tuned in to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, the station that soothes you with romantic classical music, then rips your head off with hard-hitting rock and roll. And that's exactly what we're going to do in the next set with 3 Motorhead songs and 2 from Mendelssohn. We're going to be hearing another most memorable piece from his Midsummer Night's Dream, The Wedding March. And also another performance by Pinchas Zuckerman in the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, his Violin Concerto, Scherzo Allegro Leggerissimo. And let me say, for a classical piece, it really rocks. Talk about high energy. And as for the mambo in the next set, we're going to be hearing from David Byrne, Talking Heads genius. We're going to be hearing his make-believe mambo. But first, let's start things off with Lemmy and Motorhead. Here they are with Ace of Spades. What you say?
But that's the way I like it, baby. I don't want to live forever. And don't forget the Joker.
This is Freeform Radio. Play whatever the F I want to play. That is right.
Now we have one teensy little problem.
What's that, Princess?
I couldn't find a candle big enough